This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
You and I, it's more than like, what's after like? After Like by Ive. An incredibly popular group put together by an entertainment company. In an old school cynical, you know, this is a success formula. Let's just follow it. We can make loads of money. And people have a problem with it because it goes against what art and particularly music should be about, which at its best is something that is not manufactured. Comes about naturally, organically. And those that rise through this method, without method, that's the point, like the Beatles or Oasis, they're the ones that are remembered. Always listened to. Their music, as Noel Gallagher recognised in the very early days of Oasis, he said, our music will last forever because people love it. And that's the difference between music that is created in this way and music that is manufactured by Starship Entertainment in a factory. Kids will love it, but they don't know what love is, the kids. So they won't really love it. They'll just like it. And what happens after like? Nothing. If you just like something, what comes next? Well, nothing. Apathy. Think of all the people you've ever liked. That's not a very exciting train of thought, is it? It's boring. So boring. However, think of all the people you've ever loved. There's intense joy, elation, heart soaring, and then incredible disappointment when they release some shit. That's what you're going to miss if you keep falling for the manufactured. Enough of the things you like. You're wasting the time with the things that you like. If every day you only do the things you love, listen to the things you love, see the things you love, then watch as your life starts to soar. Because after like, there's love. And after love, there's the nirvana of happiness. Listening to the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Oasis. Something that you can fall in love with. And when you do that, you realize that the things that you liked, you didn't even like at all. You were just biding your time, weren't you? There's not enough time to bide. There's not enough time to like. There's only just enough time to love. And lots of